Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all الحمد لله رب العالمين This is our weekly program called Reformation of the Ummah Be safe, be vigilant and Do not forget that we should never neglect our salah, trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to His rahmah, to His mercy, through worshipping Allah azza wa jalla. However, we have chosen a very important discussion for tonight, dear viewers, as we are nearing to the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, inshallah azza wa jalla. The question is, how many of us pray 5 times a day and still feel restless at night, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar. We bow, we make sajda, we prostrate, we say Allahu Akbar, yet the heart whispers, Why am I still anxious? Why am I still angry? Why am I still empty? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So tonight, dear viewers of Madini channel, we are discussing about how can we attain peace, inner peace and sukoon. Tonight are for those people who pray, who worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, perhaps tahajjud salah, 5 daily salahs, but still feel empty in their hearts. They're still looking for sukoon and peace, dear viewers of Madini channel. Because this is the hard truth. Salah was never meant to be a workout for the day. Rather, it was designed as a therapy for the soul. Allahu Akbar. But somewhere along the line, we mastered the postures. How to perform qiyam, ruku, sujood, qawma. But we have lost the presence. Allahu Akbar. We perfected the sound of an articulation in salah. But we disconnected our hearts from salah. And now we are confused. We say, I pray. But we do not find any inner peace after salah. My dear viewers of Madinah channel, peace is not missing. Alignment is missing. Alignment is missing. This is what's missing in our lives at this moment. Allahu Akbar. Because when the heart moves away from Allah Azza wa Jalla, no amount of prayer can replace closeness. But only sincerity can, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem pardon our sins. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us internal sukoon and peace, tranquility, happiness. May we enjoy our salah. However, to unpack this important discussion for tonight, as usual, we have our standard featuring guest on Madani channel who needs no introduction. Subhanallah, he is my beloved colleague, Hazrat Maulana Ziyad Madani Hafizahullah. And we welcome him to the program with the opening greetings of Islam, the international greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, ya Sayyidi. And I'm seeing Mulana Sahib. How has your day been?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So far it's been good.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. As Mulana Sahib just heard, we of course introduced the topic and discussion to the viewers of Madinah channel. We are looking for inner peace, sukoon, tranquility. The heart isn't at any rest. And subhanAllah, people who complain, this is the actual problem that we have, and we are trying to remove this problem, and we are trying to make some understanding here, right? There are people who perform salah and they say that I pray regularly, but my heart doesn't attain and find that peace. So from an Islamic point of view, from Islamic perspective, you know, what is really wrong? How do we answer this? Yes,
right. I think there are two aspects, two groups of people here. You get one group of people that are not praying at all. And then you get the second group that are praying, but they are all still finding this difficulty. So those who are not praying at all, they need to start praying. Of course. That's definitely step number one. And then if you are performing salah as well, alhamdulillah, that's excellent. But if you're still feeling something missing, if someone is feeling that I'm performing salah, but I'm not feeling that presence of my heart, I'm feeling an emptiness. So in that case, it's important for us to dissect our salah, our prayer, that how is it that I am performing salah? Because see, there are different aspects to the same salah. It's the salah is one, but there are different aspects to it. One is the external or the physical aspects.
Are you speaking about tahajjud salah, fajr salah, dhuhr salah?
Every salah.
Whether it's nafil, farz, wajib.
Farz, nafil, wajib, any salah that someone is performing.
Subhanallah.
There are aspects to it. There are different aspects to it. So one is the physical aspects. So that is how someone is raising the hands for takbir, how is someone tying the hands, doing ruku or doing sujood. And all of this needs to be correct. We have to have all of this in order. Along with that, there are also internal aspects of the same salah. And the internal aspects of the salah is what we need to grasp onto as well in order for that salah to be perfect, in order for that salah to make changes in our lives. And so there are aspects such as humbleness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla when performing salah, clearing the heart of love for everything else besides our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not worrying about the dunyawi aspects or the dunyawi things, that is things attached to the world. Often you find people performing salah and the thoughts tend to come to mind during salah. You'd notice this, that even if your mind was blank, when you say Allahu Akbar, that's the time that so many thoughts just rush into the mind and you start to think of so many things. That's actually our test. Shaitan is putting all of these thoughts into our minds. We need to leave all of those things. We need to say that this is time specifically for my salah, and this is time, the time of the day that I'm standing in the court of my Rabb, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to clean the heart, cleanse the heart of all sins, of all evils, of all wrongs, and humbly stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking Allah Azza wa Jal's grace, seeking Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy. In this way, we'll have presence of heart, and this is what is missing in many people's salah. That we are present, yes, physically, but we need presence of our heart, presence of the soul, presence of our minds, presence of all that we are in our salah. So that salah is not just this mechanical movement. Rather, the salah becomes a salah that is full of spirituality. 100%. You know, they say that don't just make your salah a ritual. Make your salah spiritual. Make your salah such that you feel your salah. You feel your presence in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a blessed hadith, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that what is ihsan? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is that you worship Allah Azza wa Jal as if you are seeing your Rabb. And if you cannot see Allah Azza wa Jal, then know that Allah Azza wa Jal is seeing you. If this aspect is brought into the salah, then you'll find the salah to be reforming. You'll find the salah to be very spiritual. And this salah will give peace and comfort to the heart, such that when you are in salah, you won't want to come out of salah. And when you have completed salah, you will wish you could re-enter salah.
Wow. Kya baat hai, Madina? You have mentioned some beautiful points, and I think we need to understand this because people who perform salah, the problem isn't that they don't perform salah. I think they need to arrive in salah.
Yes.
They need to be present, as you mentioned.
Yes.
So the body is there. The person left his work. He took off time from his home. He joined the jamaat. MashaAllah, subhanAllah. But what's the use if you said Allahu Akbar and the mind is already fishing?
Thinking about
the mind is in the malls, the mind's in the shop, in the bazaars, so on and so forth. This is a very big problem, dear viewers. Such people who complain that I'm performing my salah but I don't feel peace, I don't find sukoon, this could be a major reason as well. Because we are to establish our salah, we are to read and perform our salah. And as Maulana Sahib mentioned, there's physical aspects and there are spiritual aspects. If you have completely left out the spiritual aspects, how do you find peace in your salah?
Also, Maulana Sahib, another important point, I feel that if someone is feeling that I'm not feeling this ease in my heart, I'm not finding the peace yet, despite I'm performing salah, so they might feel like, what's the use of performing salah? Don't get this wrong. Understand that the salah is beautiful. The salah is amazing. The salah is wonderful. You are performing salah, perhaps you're not getting the complete result of the salah.
Yes.
What do we need to do? We need to remove those blockages that are in the way of our salah and stopping us from receiving the complete benefit of salah. So now let's work on these spiritual, these internal aspects as well, so that we can feel that salah. Not just read it, not just perform it, establish it and feel that salah and let that salah take effect in our life.
MashaAllah. Very beautifully mentioned, ya Sayyidi. Acha. Since you spoke about obstacles and blockages, and sins are blockages, right?
Most
so
definitely.
Private or small, any sin, for example, can that actually be a blockage into the peace of salah, even if a person outwardly looks very religious?
Answer in short, yes, most definitely. The sins that a person performs, the sins that one performs, can be a blockage in that person's way, from that person actually feeling that salah, experiencing that salah, and having that salah take full effect and take its result in that person's life. Why this happens? You see, when someone commits a sin, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us that when a person commits a sin, then a black spot does go upon that person's heart. And the more one sins, the more blackened the heart becomes. And this causes the heart to become immune to good advices. It becomes immune to goodness. So this heart doesn't feel very much. This heart doesn't experience the joy of feeling the pleasure, feeling the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for Allah azza wa jalla.
You say the heart becomes good.
Heart becomes hard.
Hard, yeah.
The heart becomes hard.
Yes, yes.
And this hard heart doesn't experience the joy of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to ensure that the heart doesn't become hardened. The heart doesn't become covered with black spots. And these black spots come upon the heart because of sins. And these sins can be sins that are apparent to everyone.
I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked that people, we're all included in it.
Absolutely.
And we think that I just made ghibah, it's a small thing. I've just done this wrong, it's a small thing, you know? Just spoken a small lie. But these same things accumulate and becomes part of our lives.
Actually, this is whether you are feeling the pleasure of salah or not is also quite an indicator that have I moved towards a sinful life or am I trying to live a life in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because one of the results of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you lose the enjoyment of worship. You lose the pleasure of worship. You lose the feeling of being humbled in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if someone is busying themselves in sins, even if the sins are not public, if everyone thinks we are very pious, but we have sins in private, then those sins in private too are going to affect how effective our worship, how effective our salah is. So it's important to try to move away from those sins. The difficulty that we have in our modern lives is that unfortunately these sins are all over. They are all over, meaning it's so easy for someone to fall into sins without even realizing that what I'm doing is a sin. Therefore, it's important to be able to recognize a sin as a sin. Know that, Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are sinful. We accept that we are sinful and we're going to try not to be sinful. We're going to try to do tawbah. Many times people are not cognizant of the fact that I am sin. And this stands in the way of them actually repenting and coming back to the court of Allah.
Right.
So recognize our sins and humble ourselves and try not to commit those sins. To turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with humbleness in our hearts and plead in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you find that humbleness in you, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to start to enjoy that salah.
MashaAllah. I personally have received, you know, questions and messages from people like, I perform dhikr, tahajjud salah, ishraq and chash salah. I don't miss my salahs. I'm very regular with my salahs. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. But such people also mention in the same go, you know, but Tabriz bhai, I can't see peace in my life. I can't find sukoon. And what you just mentioned now ties it all together because sins can be as an obstacle. I mean, a very beautiful example to give is that if you use a broken screen to see a message which is very clear,
right,
the message is very clear, but the screen is broken. So no matter how strong the signal can be, that message can't be clear. Yes, so if you want to read a message, it got nothing to do with the signal, it got to do with your screen. If the screen is damaged and broken, how do you read out that message in the first place? That's our problem. The minds are busy, the heart is busy and already occupied, yet you are in salah, and that salah was supposed to be your mi'raj, your ascension to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can you be present in the court of Allah physically, but spiritually, mentally, you are roaming somewhere else? And then with the next go we mentioned, but I'm performing my salah and I still don't find the sukoon because inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made salah fard upon us, and through the salah, all indecencies and immoralities are gone away, Ya Sayyidi. Salah is there, is designed to remove us and take us out from the pits of guna and sins. So imagine you still perform salah, but we can't give up sinning. It's because something is wrong with our salah. If we fix up that salah itself, because that was meant to reform us. It was there to make us better humans. Salah is that tool that will fix us up and remove all our problems in the dunya. It's a divine promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Allahu Akbar. This is very important, dear viewers, that we understand that if we are performing salah, that is why it's so important for those who are already namazis, for those who don't miss one salah, mashaAllah, alhamdulillah, still get your salah checked. Even if you have enough peace in your life, have your namaz checked. Have your salah checked. Sit with the mufti sahib, sit with the imam sahib, and go through the laws of salah. What are the wajibat of salah, mustahabbat of salah, sunan of salah, the things that invalidate my salah, There are so many things that we need to understand, because namaz is farad and the uloom and knowledge surrounding salah is also farad. How can you just want to copy and paste without understanding it, dear viewers? So for those people who complain and say that I perform all my ibadat and I find no sukoon, we are still coming to the point we are building to make you understand that salah, what you are doing is right, it's perfect, it's right. But you need to perfect that action, that ibadat. You need to bring it to the heart. You need to feel and experience your salah. For example, Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, it is stated about him radiallahu anhu that before salah he was struck with something, and if anyone would touch the arrow, it would cause pain to him. And someone said, let him be engrossed in the worship of Allah.
Yes.
And when he's engrossed in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will not feel any pain. Allah. People knew this about them. That's how concentrated they were in the salah. Zain al-Abidin radiallahu anhu was in salah and there was a room, the Quran fire. People ran here and there and the fire was extinguished later. But somebody asked him, Ya Sayyidi, zindagi to farz hai bachana. It's first to you save your life. Why didn't you run? He says, really, the room was on fire. he didn't even realize the room was on fire. This is khushu and khudu.
Absolutely.
Here we have the smallest itch. Our hands will go all the way down. Because why? Our minds are not there. If the mind is there, you won't even know what's happening in front of you. One person passed one Haji Sahib in Salah, last one.
Yes.
And the Haji Sahib told that person who was in his own dunya, he was like a Majnoon, for example. He lost his mind. He was crazily in love with somebody else, you know.
Right.
And so that Haji Sahib said to him, you know, you're so disrespectful. You can't see me in Salah and you pass me like this. Couldn't you see I was in Salah? That person sought forgiveness and said, Haji Sahib, Haji, maaf karna. You are reading namaz in this open land, open field. I didn't see you in Salah because I'm in love with someone else. You know, that love of that person did not make me. I became oblivious of the fact that you're in front of me.
Allah.
But in whose love are you performing salah that you were able to see me?
Allah.
I was in someone else's love and I never see you. But in whose love are you performing salah that you were able to see me? You know, how deep is this, Ya Sayyidi, to make us understand that every problem related to business, to homes, to financials, to everything comes to mind when a person says, Allahu Akbar. Yet somebody said, one pious person said, when you say Allahu Akbar, you leave the dunya behind. You leave the world behind. You leave your stress, anxiety behind. You leave your tension behind. And you say Allahu Akbar. Huzuri ke saath, dil ke huzuri ke saath, with the heart's presence. You're in salah and now you perform your ibadat. You all the surahs that you recite has meaning in it, you know.
Subhanallah.
I would say that people who read salah with understanding the surahs that they recite is very beneficial.
Absolutely.
I would recommend anyone who recites shorter surahs, like from Alam Tara till Min al-Jinnati wa al-Nas, I think they should revise the meanings of it daily. By heart it, master it. And if you perform any other surahs in your salah, you recite them, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Many of us would not even know the meaning of Suratul Fatiha. And you're saying, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, thinking you're asking for something else. But what are you asking for? You know, I think when you focus on the meaning in salah, Ya Sayyidi, it has a deeper impact.
Most definitely. If someone focuses upon the meanings of the ayat, definitely it will take impact. And you know, Malasa was mentioning now very truly that unfortunately so many thoughts and so many things come to mind. They are going to come to mind when you perform salah. Our work is to fight it. We have to fight it. That the moment business comes to mind, we have to push it aside. Family comes to mind, we have to push it aside. Responsibilities for that time that you're in salah, push it aside. Yes, those responsibilities on your shoulders, you'll see to it later. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala give you life that you can see to it after salah. But during salah, everyone has to actively, consciously, they have to push it aside. It's going to come, push it aside. This is time for my salah. I'm standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As long as you do this, inshallah, you're going to keep your huduri in your salah.
Subhanallah.
You're going to keep your presence in the salah. And then that's such a salah. Will definitely, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla,
bring peace, sukoon, tranquility, happiness, subhanallah. Ameen. Because this is what we all need. And in such trying times, in difficult times of this dunya, we all need sukoon. Every person needs sukoon. We all need peace. But subhanallah, Allah Kareem gave us such a tool. Wallah, subhanallah. It's such a medium and wasila that connects us with Allah Azza wa Jalla's rahmah and mercy.
Alhamdulillah.
And through the barakat of that mercy, our dunyabi problems are relieved.
Alhamdulillah.
And removed. But how sad it is that the person takes off the time, he makes the time, he performs salah, but he's still looking for sukoon. How can you be with a pot of food and still be hungry? In other words, Ya Sayyidi, you know. Okay, another very important question. People expect for salah to remove problems. Yeah, Salat al-Hajat, there are many other salahs you can read. But generally, if somebody reading Fajr Salah, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, or any other salah, his niyat is, mera tension mujhse dur ho jaye. Bas ye takleef mujhse dur ho jaye. Islamically, ya Sayyidi, is peace the absence of problems or something else?
Actually, I think in this case, we need to check our niyat for salah. Because if I'm performing salah just to get rid of problems, so then am I performing salah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For the pleasure of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala? The niyat behind the performance of salah is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we make dua to Allah azza wa jal. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who will remove our difficulties, who will remove our problems. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that, inshallah Azza wa Jal will go. But that's not the purpose behind salah. The purpose behind salah wasn't just that certain difficulty must be removed. And then someone feels like, if my difficulties are not removed, if I am facing any difficulties, then what's the point of my salah? Well, because you only perform salah for the removal of difficulties. That should not be the way. Perform salah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Difficulties will come. We're living in dunya. We're living in the world. This is a world of tests. It's a world of trials. World of tribulations. It doesn't mean that if you perform salah, then your dunya becomes Jannah. No, Jannah is still for the akhirah. We will still experience Jannah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal keep us upon Iman and grant us death upon Iman. Ameen. Then we'll experience Jannah. But difficulties, trials, tribulations, problems, they will come in dunya. If you see the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, they were those that had the most severe difficulties. That's actually a hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those who have the most severe difficulties are the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. They face troubles, they face trials, they face problems, even though they perform salah. Those difficulties are good for us. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a difficulty in our path, we know that it is good for us. Peace that we are looking for is not the absence of problems. Peace is a state of the heart. That you find those who are pious, those who love Allah Azza wa Jal, those who perform salah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who follow the Anbiya alayhim as-salam salah, then they have peace of heart even in a world full of turmoil. They can be noise in the dunya, they can be difficulty in the dunya, whatever it be, but their hearts are at peace. So doesn't mean they won't have any financial difficulty, any family difficulty. They could have those and they're going to be there, but they will experience a peace in their hearts. They have a tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the difference is when they see the difficulty, it's very minor because Allah Azza wa Jalla is taking care of my difficulty. And when we see the difficulty, it's falling upon our heads and upon our shoulders. We are falling and breaking. But their trust is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because their heart is in the right place. We're thinking that we are caring. They know that it's in Allah's power. Allah is taking care of it. So don't judge and weigh the performance of salah and the acceptance of salah on the removal of problems in your lives. Yes, ask Allah to remove problems. But salah was for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, not specifically for a problem. And unfortunately, you find that people, when they have problems, then they turn towards salah. Alhamdulillah, at least something is turning them towards salah. That's good, mashallah. But the purpose of the salah wasn't the removal of problem. Purpose of salah is the pleasure of Allah.
Kya baat? But at the same time, together, having said that, Mawlana Sahib, subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla could remove anyone's problem at any time.
Subhanallah.
Because when a person presents his heart in salah, through the barakah and the blessings of that ibadat and worship, possible, maybe the storms of the person's life was not removed through the salah, possibly. But through salah, he will get an anchor to stop his ship from being in the midst of the storms of the dunya, from the heavy waves of the dunya. So salah can become your anchor for your problems. How to anchor yourself, how to get stable in your life, how to find sukoon and peace will come from salah. But don't expect for the salah to remove every problem, every storm in your life. As Mawsab mentioned, it is to connect yourself with Allah Azza wa Jalla through the barakah and the blessings of such ibadat and salah. Because when there is fire, there are some riwayat, there are some narrations and mention, you know, that Buzurganuddin would perform salah. Sometimes if it's like salatul for the rain, for it to rain, you will perform salah and Allah's rahmat will be descending upon us. Subhanallah. So you will attain what you want through salah. But salah is the ingredient key, providing that your heart and your mind and soul is all present in salah, dear viewers. Another very important question, Ya Sayyidi, we are living in a zamana where there's so many distractions, right? We're just talking about distractions in salah at this very moment. How does distractions for such as phones, social medias, loud noise have an impact, spiritual impact on salah?
Yes.
These distractions of phones and cell phones and social medias and messages and emails, Do they have any impact on the spiritual aspect?
They do, actually. These things do bring distraction to us, and they do take effect. See, if we have distractions, then that means that our minds, our hearts, our souls are not going to be focused. And these right. things that are bringing on these distractions, right. let's right. say, for example, our cell phones, right. our social media, our business difficulties, our family difficulties, our work difficulties, mm. so many things, they are. That are there as distractions. If we allow them to distract us even in salah, then how are we going to have the presence of heart? And our focus in today's discussion was the presence, and it is the presence of heart in the ibadah, the presence of the soul in the ibadah, feeling khushu', feeling khudu', realizing that through this ibadah, during this ibadah as well, my Rabb is watching me. And the amazing thing is, subhanAllah, if people just watch us, they see our apparent selves. They see us, our apparent selves. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees us, whether it be our apparent and our internal, it is all equally visible to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, avoid distractions. Avoid things that are going to keep our minds busy in other things. I know that we are in this dunya that is so full of distractions. Well, it's our test. This is our test. We're going to have to strive. We're going to have to work hard. We're going to have to try to keep focused. Every time shaitan pulls us off, pull ourselves back. Shaitan pulls us off, pull ourselves back. Don't give up the fight. Don't give up the fight. Know that it's going to be a fight. Don't expect that I'm going to say Allahu Akbar and I'm not going to be tested. Shaitan's not going to trouble me. Shaitan will trouble. Every time he fights, we have to fight back. Every time he tries to pull our minds away, because he lost hope when we stood upon the musalla. So now he lost hope to pull us physically away. But now he can catch our minds. Now he can catch our hearts. So don't let him win there. You won the first battle, you can win the second battle as well. But fight.
MashaAllah, beautiful advice. I'm just thinking about the verse of Quran Pak.
Yes.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ
Ah, Allah.
But this khashiyat, khashiyat ilahi, khushu and khudu, fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, all of this can come just as Masa mentioned. We need to get our minds prepared. So I think one way, dear viewers, in order for this to happen, what Masa mentioned is that we need to train the mind before we stand on the prayer mat. If you speak to yourself, if you train your mind that I need to be focused in this activity, in this ibadat, in this action at this moment. And when you prep yourself, how you prepped yourself? You made wudu, you cleansed yourself from all the physical sins. That was prepping yourself. And then when you went on the musalla, before you stood there, you're supposed to understand once again that shaitan is also appointed to confuse you in salah. To bring in the dunya of your thoughts into salah. Prepare yourself when you know this is such an important worship. With many people, Masab is up and down, kiss the ground, back to the market. And when this becomes like a workout, some sort of exercise, you know. Really speaking, how do you attain success through such salah? How do we attain peace and tranquility when our salahs have this type of value? Namaz is supposed to be performed in such a way that you can see Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the hadith is very clear. If you cannot imagine that you are seeing Allah Azza wa Jal, then know that He is watching you. And if that can't happen, then it means really the mind will wander everywhere in the dunya. Because if you can't expect that Allah is watching you, you just know it, but you can't feel it. You're not experiencing it in salah especially. Then what else can stop your mind from wandering? This was a very good point, a very strong point, a very good note that your Rabb is watching you. For example, if a police is watching a chore, he's not going to steal. Because you know you're being monitored, you know you're being watched. Likewise, when a mu'min, a believer knows I'm in salah, shaitan, you can try what you want. My Allah is watching me. At this very moment, I will not compromise with my salah. This is just motivation. Trust me, this will prep you and you're going to suddenly find a drastic change in your ibadat that you will start feeling the lazzat and the taste of salah. You're going to feel eager to be on the musalla. You'll feel restless if you're not on the musalla. May Allah Kareem grant us the love for salah, love for salah, love for salah. Salah is the key to Jannah, subhanAllah. Salah is the key to the lock of Jannah. I heard once Nigrani Shura mentioned just before we go towards a beautiful kalam, Ya Sayyidi, Munajat, inshallah, which tonight we shall watch and we listen, inshallah. This Munajat is also here for us to get closer to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflect over our sins. But I heard Nigrani Shura, our beloved and respected, honorable Haji Imran Attari, Hafidhahullah, he mentioned that. He took off a key from his pocket and he mentioned, this key has grooves, right? So everyone said, gee, it has grooves. In South Africa, mashallah, on program. And he mentioned, if one groove, if one teeth of the key is damaged, will it open the lock? And everyone was like, never, it's not going to work.
Then likewise, when the beloved Rasul mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your salah is the key to the lock of paradise. If that grooves are broken in your salah, of the key, the salah which is the key, how will you then open the tala and the lock to enter into Jannah?
Allahu Akbar.
So this means we have to perfect and master performing salah. And this can happen in the company of ulama, scholars. Do the course, understand where have I went wrong. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, trust me, when you do the same ibadat after learning it, tab aap mazaj ko dekhega. Then you tell yourself and ask yourself, where can you not find sukoon thereafter? You will only have sukoon in your life. In fact, you will share with others as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, for now, as I mentioned, we have this beautiful Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala, Munajat, plea in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hear it out and cry for our sins. Kab gunaho se kinara me karunga ya Rab.
Allah.
Bada pyara kalam hai, isko sunte hain. After this kalam, inshallah, we shall return. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah. رحم فرما میرے مولا رحم فرما میرے مولا کب گناہوں سے کنارا میں کروں گا یا رب نیک کب اے میرے اللہ بنوں گا یا رب کب گناہوں کے مرض سے میں شفا شفا پاؤں گا کب میں بیمار مدینے کا بنوں گا یا رب کب میں بیمار مدینے بنوں گا یا رب
رحم فرما میرے مولا رحم فرما میرے مولا
نزعہ کے وقت مجھے جل کیا جائے گا میں شاد مروں گا یا رب تیرا کیا جائے گا میں شاد مروں گا یا رب
فرما میرے مولا
ہائے معمولی سی گرمی بھی سہی جاتی ہائے معمولی سی گرمی بھی صحیح جاتی نہیں, گرمی یہ حشر میں پھر کیسے سہوں گا یا رب, گرمی یہ حشر میں پھر کیسے سہوں گا یا رب. آج بلتا ہوں معزز جو کھلے حشر میں, اللہ آج بلتا جو کھلے حشر میں, آہ رسوائی کی آفت میں پھنسوں گا یا رب, آہ رسوائی کی آفت میں پھنسوں گا یا رب.
فرما میرے مولا, رحم فرما میرے مولا,
گر تو ناراض ہوا میری ہلاکت ہوگی, اللہ گر تو ناراض ہوا میری ہلاکت جہنم میں جلوں گا یا رب, ہائے میں نار جہنم میں جلوں گا یا رب.
فرما میرے مولا,
عفو کر اور صدا کے لیے راضی ہو جا اللہ, عفو کر اور صدا کے لیے راضی ہو جا, گر کرم کر دے تو جنت میں رہوں گا یا رب, گر کرم کر دے تو جنت میں رہوں گا یا رب.
فرما میرے مولا,
مدینے کی بہاریں دیکھو اللہ، کاش ہر سال مدینے کی بہاریں دیکھوں، سبز گنبد کا بھی دیدار کروں گا یا رب، سبز گنبد کا بھی دیدار کروں اذن سے تیرے سرے حشر کہیں کاش حضور اللہ، اذن سے تیرے سرے حشر کہے کاش حضور، ساتھ عطار کو جنت میں رکھوں گا یا رب، ساتھ عطار کو جنت میں رکھوں گا یا رب،
رحم فرما میرے مولا، رحم فرما میرے مولا، رحم فرما میرے مولا.
Welcome back dear viewers. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ، الحمدللہ. اللہ کریم bless all the viewers of Madinah channel for being part and parcel of our program. You can be part and parcel by listening, watching, sharing and subhanallah learning as well at the same time dear viewers. Allah Kareem bless you all. Alhamdulillah. So we were discussing, for those who have just joined in right now, this is a reformational program and we are discussing how to attain peace in salah. For many people cry about this, as they mentioned that we do perform our prayers, we do perform salah, but we find no peace, we find no sukoon, we find no tranquility within our hearts. So what can be done? MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, in the company of our beloved Mawlana Ziyad Madini Hafizahullah, we have discussed many points that can be done in order to find the lazzat and the taste of your worship and ibadat inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, beautiful points were discussed. And just before the kalam, we were listening to some points mentioned by Mawlana Sahib with regards to distractions of phones, social media, the loud noise of the dunya, so on and so forth. How can one obtain absence from this and present himself completely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By doing so, you will protect your salah as well as you will attain the peace of salah, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Peace in salah means peace of heart, peace of soul. It means you will find sukoon and happiness in what you're doing, inshallah, azza wa jalla. We have come to the end of the program, Mawlana Sahib. Before we turn and before we round up for tonight's program, inshallah, any parting words from your side, Ya Sayyidi?
Yes, mashallah ta'ala. I think importantly, we want to focus upon the quality of our salah.
Hmm.
And that is very important, not that we leave aside the quality and we only focus on the quantity of the rakat that we are performing. Understand that with regards to the quantity of salah, we cannot cut it lower than it is. Five daily salah are fard, that will remain fard, but now focus upon the quality of these salahs. that we should have presence of our minds, we should have presence of our hearts in salah. Avoid distractions, whatever the distractions are, see if it's possible, as much as possible, try to take those distractions out of our lives for that period of time. I know many a times in masajid, the Imam Sahib gives the announcement that please put your phones on silent or put your phones off. Sometimes we put our phones on just vibrate and we think that it's fine. If I'm performing salah, vibrates, then it might not disturb others, which is good, alhamdulillah. However, he brought an important point that when it does vibrate during salah, the mind starts to go towards it. And when the mind goes to the phone, then you start to think about it. Who's calling? Is it a message? Is it something important? And this can distract us. You realize it's a distraction to the extent that when a person makes salam, among the first things they do is take out their phone to see who called, what message did I receive, etc. So this shows that these things are distractions. If possible, try to leave these aside. Put everything off for that time. Just decide that this is time for my salah. I'm dedicating this amount of time to my salah. My brother, mashallah, Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib, he mentioned to me that fixed a time for your salah. Tell yourself that this is 20 minutes, example. In these 20 minutes, I'm not going to be doing anything besides salah. So that you take your time in that salah, you don't rush yourself. And in that way, inshallah, azawajal, you keep the focus in that prayer, in that salah. Perform tawbah before the salah. Ensure that we are present with our hearts, with our minds, with our souls. And inshallah, azawajal, that salah will become so enjoyable. We mentioned earlier, you won't want to leave it. And when you leave it, you're going to wish that we never did leave it. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant all the ladha and the enjoyment of the beauty of the salah whilst we're in salah, such that we desire to enter salah even when we're not in
salah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Maulana Sahib, we say shukran for all the beautiful and wonderful advices you have given. Amazing Madani Pulse, MashaAllah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, just recalling and mentioning to you that even in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned of two distractions, which are major distractions for us to attain success. They are like obstacles on the path of success. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. Wa man yaf'al thalika fa'ulaika humul khasirun. The summary of this ayah is, O believers, do not let your wealth or your children divert you from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If it is such, if it is so, then you are at a loss. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ And you don't even know that you are in a loss. Allahu Akbar. We are in a loss that we don't even know of. And this will be thrown back to us on the Day of Judgment, because there are a hadith that speaks about the salah will be thrown back onto our faces. Fasts will be thrown back onto our faces. Hajj, zakat will be thrown back on our faces if it was done for the dunya and not for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. Amwal, which is your wealth. Awlad, which is your children. Allah azza wa jalla speaks about these two distractions, and these are the major ones. We are always concerned for the dunya because we have to provide for the families, right? Allahu Akbar. Awlad, amwal, awlad. We come in this dunya and there are two things that we chase all the time. Wealth and children, wealth and family. If only we could understand to draw a fine line that when you are in the court of Allah, must present yourself in the court of Allah in such a way that none of those distractions ever come to you in your heart or mind. And try to attain happiness in salah. Try to keep your heart present to feel the khushu and khuzu. Khushu and khuzu means humility and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is so, inshallah, you will most definitely enjoy your salah and you will attain peace and sukoon, which we have been waiting for a very long time. Allah kareem make it asan. So for those who are praying, if your prayer hasn't changed your heart, do not abandon your prayer. Abandon what's blocking the prayer. And that is the distractions of the dunya. Allah kareem make it asan for one and all. Stay good, be good, do good wherever you are. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.